Just turn to somebody, tell the person you're welcome to church. Amen. Now just bow down your head to pray prayer before you sit down. Say, Father, clothe me with your favor. I know you understand what favor is. So pray it one more time. Say, Father, in this season and for the rest of my life, clothe me with your favor. Go ahead and pray for yourself. Ask God to clothe you with his favor. Say, favor surrounds you like a shield. The psalmist prayed, oh God, remember me with your favor. Remember me with your favor. Lord, remember me with your favor. Father, clothe me with your favor. Heavenly Father, I pray that you clothe me with your favor. Remember me with your favor. Remember my household with your favor. Father, make this season my set time for favor. Make it my set time for favor. Make it my season for favor. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. You pray and say, Father, by your favor, every battle in my life, I declare it over. Go ahead and pray for yourself. By your favor. You say, favor is a shield. On Wednesday, we read that they didn't win by their might. They didn't win by their strength. But the favor of God was what gave them victory. Father, let your favor silence every battle in my life. Every battle in my family, I silence them by favor. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Now you can pray this prayer for me if you don't want to pray it for yourself. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, by your favor, I receive uncommon assistance in this season. Go ahead and pray for me or pray for yourself. But if you know you don't need it, you can pray for me. I receive uncommon assistance by divine favor. Uncommon help. Uncommon help. Help that is unimaginable. Help that is uncommon. Father, I receive uncommon assistance wherever I go. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, gracious Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Father, we say thank you. For the privilege to be in your presence this morning, we are grateful. Lord, as we look into your word, please speak to our hearts. Open our eyes to behold wondrous things out of your word. And forever let your word be a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. Grant us the grace to be doers of your word. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. One more time, can you celebrate the Lord with a clap offering wherever you are? Please, you may be seated. Thank you for being in church. God bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Next Sunday, we are going to do something very... I want to give us assignment today against next Sunday. Next Sunday, we are going to have a service. I'm sure it's going to surprise everybody, including the president. We are going to have what we call friendship service. Everybody say friendship service. Now, what you are going to do next Sunday is that when you are coming to church, you invite one of your friends. It's not our church member. Don't invite our church member. One of your friend. And when you come, I will personally give that your friend a gift. Is it the friend I will give or you that invite? I want us to decide it. Who should I give the gift? No, the one that came newly, church will give them gift already. They will drink our mud. So you that invite, you have a special gift. My handshake is a gift, Abby. Yeah, you don't believe it. God help us in Jesus' name. There is a handshake that is better than bank alert. You don't have the understanding. If you have understanding, you know what I'm talking about. God help us in Jesus' name. Somebody went with his boy to visit my father in the Lord, Pastor E.A. Adeboye. And then when they went, and he shook the man, because the man is his friend, and the man received the handshake. And then he turned and looked at the boy and he stretched for the hand. The boy knelt down in joy to shake his hands. And then the man now turned and said, what is special in his hand that you are shaking it with so much? After he finished shaking the hand, he used the hand to rub on his face and his head and everything. He was so excited. Praise God. Praise the Lord. And that was the last time that guy ever remained a servant. Just by a handshake, it changed his position for life. You see, what you become familiar with becomes common. And anything that becomes common in your life, you no longer reap the benefit of it. Are you getting what I'm saying? So don't be too common with any anointing. Because if you commonize it, it will no longer work for you. I pray God gives you understanding in Jesus' name. This morning, by the special grace of God, we'll continue with what we started on Wednesday. On Wednesday, we had communion service. And it was communion of what? I cannot hear you. Communion of what? If you were here, shout hallelujah. No, I did not say if you were here today. If you were here on Wednesday, shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hey, that my brother. Let me see you after service. I've been looking for you. Hey, thank God I've seen you today. All right. So communion of divine service, of divine favor was what we had on Wednesday. And today, we want to continue in that regard, talking about divine favor. And this morning, we want to look at how to grow in favor with God. How to grow in favor with God. Sister Becky, next time, don't peep into my notes. Pray your prayer and leave my notes alone. Praise God. All right. How to grow in favor with God. I'll be very, very brief. Today, I want this service to close before 11 o'clock. So that those that came late will know that today they did not stay up to 2 hours in church. So, how to grow in favor with God. Turn with me to Acts chapter 7. Thank God Sister Becky did not see this one. Acts chapter 7, verse 9 and 10. Just two verses. And the patriarch, becoming envious, sold Joseph into Egypt. But God was with him. Somebody say, but God was with him. Verse 10. And delivered him out of all his trouble and gave him favor and wisdom in the presence of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. And he made him governor over Egypt and all his house. That would be somebody's testimony. He said Joseph was sold to Egypt by his brothers. And then, verse 9, please. Something in that verse struck my heart. He said, but God was with him. If God is with you, no matter where you go, all shall be all right. All you need in this life is to ensure that God is with you. And when our sister was praying, he said that we should pray for his presence. If the presence of God is with you, if the hand of God is over your life, if God is with you, there's nothing to fear. All shall be all right. Tell somebody, if God is with you, it'd be okay. You're okay. Yes, if God is with you. And what did God being with him, what did he do in the life of Joseph? Verse 10. He said, because God was with Joseph, God delivered him from all his troubles. May God deliver you from all your trouble. I don't know the trouble you may be going through, but I say to you, because God is with you, you are delivered already.
See, because God was with him, he delivered him from all his trouble. And the Bible said that when a righteous man cries to God, God will do what? Deliver him from all his trouble. And not just that, the Bible said God gave him favor and wisdom in the presence of Pharaoh. And that favor took him from prison and made him a ruler in a strange land. It doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter where you go to. If the hand of God is upon your life, the favor of God will speak for you. So all you need to do in this life to attract God's favor is to ensure that the hand of God is upon your life. Is to ensure that God is with you. And that is all. That is all. The reason is because favor is a byproduct of his presence. I say that again. God's favor is a product of God's presence. Wherever God goes, wherever God is, whoever God is with, that person enjoys his favor. May the Lord be with you at all times. I wrote something down here. Favor is the tangible evidence that a person has the approval of God in his or her life. That is favor. A tangible evidence that a man or a woman, a boy or a girl, has the approval of God upon your lives. When you have God's approval, you enjoy God's favor. You enjoy God's favor. And that is what we want to look at briefly this morning. How do I position myself for divine favor? Luke chapter 2 verse 52. Luke 2:52. She read it when she was taking the prayers, but let's read it again. That's where we are going to build our message this morning. Luke 2:52. Thank you. It said, "And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men." He increased. Give us another translation that says he grew. NIV or NLT. Jesus matured, growing up in both body and spirit, blessed by both God and man. NIV. Yeah. He said, "And Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men." Speaking about Jesus, he grew in three things. Number one, he grew in what? Number two, he grew in what? And number three, he grew in what? It means if you were a child and they say you are growing in stature, it means you are growing up, baby. Physically, all right? Aha. It means if last year the child was what did they use to measure height? Is it cm or what? Meter. Okay, both of them. So maybe, and then this year, if you measure the child, you discover that he will add some centimeters or meters to his height. He's growing in stature. And he said he did not just grow in stature, he also grew in what? In wisdom. Now he did not end there. He grew in another thing. What is that? In favor. I pray for somebody here. You have all-round growth. You not just grow in stature. You not just grow in wisdom. You not just grow in skills. You not just grow in your ability, in your strength, but you also grow in favor. There are a lot of people that have grown in stature. They have grown in wisdom. They have read so well. Some people have developed their skills. Yet, if you look at their life, it's as if everything they are doing is turning against them. They are lacking in one thing: favor. Favor. You see some wonderful people in church. Everything seems to work. They have done everything around them. But it's as if something is missing. They are not moving in the direction they ought to move in life. And I get to understand that sometimes it's not about skills. Sometimes it's not about wisdom. Sometimes it's not about ability. It's about the favor of God. And because you are in church this morning, may God decorate you with his favor. You are not hearing me. I say God will decorate you with his favor. And from these two scriptures we just read, you discover there's something in common. In the life of Joseph, he said that God was with him. Not just that God blessed him with favor and wisdom. And in Jesus, he grew in wisdom and in favor. So there is a connection between the favor of God and the wisdom of God. And if you have these two things, wisdom of God and the favor of God, you are unstoppable in life. And both of them are answerable to the presence of God. If God is with you, you'll be full of his wisdom. If God is with you, his favor will rub off your life. May the Lord be with you and grant you wisdom and favor. Now, when you look at this scripture again, there's something you are going to discover. Two things again. One, that there are two kinds of favor. One is favor with, and the second is what? Favor with men. There are people that struggle to have favor from men, but they don't know that there is the one that is most superior than the favor of men. Check the scripture. Everywhere is written, the favor with God comes first before favor with man. And I said something that favor with God is the catalyst for favor with men. When a man has favor in the sight of God, men begin to favor him. Anywhere you enter, I am not saying that when you have favor, you will not have challenges, no. I am not saying that when you have favor, you will not have trouble, no. But when trouble comes, when challenges come, you know victory is sure. That's a man that is in favor with God. So instead of going about struggling for men to favor you, just stay in the presence of God and desire the favor of God. And when God favors you, men can no longer resist you. Because I don't want to keep us long, I want to give us 5 keys that will help you to grow in favor with God. Because this place tells us that Jesus grew in favor with God. It therefore means that there are different levels of favor. And you can actually grow in your level of favor with God. And you can also grow in your level of favor with men. Sure, you can. The favor that some people enjoy with God is not the same that others enjoy, even though all of them are born again. Even though all may be born again, all of us are believers, but we don't enjoy the same level of favor before God. That's the truth. I know those that preach the grace message, which is a very wonderful message, and those that stretch it out of point, we say that once you are in Christ, you enjoy everything in maximum. But ask yourself, is it really true? No, let's talk church. Is it really true? Does every believer access God's favor the same? We are all born again, yes. Why is it that you have not raised the dead? Why is it that you pray for the sick and they don't get healed? Why is it that you make declaration and it doesn't come to pass? Aren't you born again? Don't you have the Holy Ghost in you? Are you not a child of God? Have you sat down to ask yourself those questions? You see, it's easy to say, we are all children of God. And so we are all under grace. And so everybody, whatever is in me is in everybody. It's not true. There are some people that have paid prices to be where they are. And somebody will say, Jesus has paid the price. All you need is to align. Why have you not aligned?
ask yourself, I want to ask us some deep questions this morning. Why have you not aligned so that the things working for those people will start working in your life expressly? My father in the Lord will say, talk is cheap, but action, that's where the problem is. If you're in church this morning, say amen. So there are keys that can help you to grow in favor with God. The favor of God is different from the love of God. The love of God is universal. There's nothing you can do to earn His love. There's nothing you can do for God to love you more. You can only strive to love Him more. But when it comes to the favor of God, I have seen from Scripture that men can grow in favor with God. Men can grow in favor with God. When God called out Abraham, he was just a man. And then he got to a point. God said, what will I hide from my friend Abraham? What will I hide from him? He got to a point that God discusses with him. When Aaron and Miriam stood up against their brother Moses, they said, are you the only one hearing from God? We also will hear from God. God showed them that there's difference between Moses, Aaron, and Miriam. Moses enjoyed different level of favor. God will take you to that level. So I will quickly give us 5 keys. I can help you unlock your next level of favor from Scripture. Will stay in the life of Christ. If Jesus, who is God, grew in wisdom, in stature, and in favor, he grew in favor, how much more you and I? Number one, the first key. Remember, we said favor is a function of his presence. This key will help you unlock God's presence in your life and thereby grow in divine favor. Key number one, pursue purity. Pursue purity. That's the first key. Pursue purity. Speaking of Jesus, Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15. Quickly. Hebrews 4, 15. The Bible says, our high priest is not one who cannot feel sympathy for our weaknesses. On the contrary, we have a high priest who was tempted in every way that we are, but did not sin. The first key to unlock God's presence in your life that will help you to grow in favor with God is called purity. Take us to our Bible reading, James chapter 4. It's called purity. Jesus lived a pure life. And the Bible says he kept growing in wisdom and in favor with God. Where we read in Acts chapter 7, talked about Joseph. All of us know the story of Joseph. In the house of Potiphar, Joseph had every opportunity to have slept with Mrs. Potiphar. But Joseph said, how will I do this great thing, wickedness and sin against God? He ran just to preserve his purity. No wonder the Bible said, when he was thrown into prison, God went with him. Because of Joseph, God walked with him into prison. And God gave him favor in prison. Wherever Joseph goes to, he becomes the head. Why? He pursued purity. He said, come near to God and he will come near to you. Wash your hands, you sinners. Purify your heart, you hypocrites. Wash your hands. Purify your heart. Wash your hands. Purify your heart. That's telling you 2 kinds of purity. There's external purity and there's internal purity. Wash your hands, talk about external purity. Purify your heart, talk about internal purity.
Say, what is external purity? There are things you must not watch. There are things you must not say. That's external. What about your heart? That envy, that malice, that unforgiving spirit. Right in your heart, that wickedness. Wash your hands, purify your hearts. If you want to enjoy favor before God, you must pursue purity. If you are with me, say amen. Let's see 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 15 and 16. 1 Peter 1, 15 and 16. It says, instead, be holy in all that you do, just as God who called you is holy. Verse 16. The scripture says, be holy because I am holy. Favor with God does not just come. It comes at a cost. Number two, if you want to grow in favor with God, you must prioritize devotion. Prioritize devotion. Not just to pursue purity, but you must prioritize devotion. Your allegiance must be to God. There are a lot of us that have divided allegiance, divided loyalty. We are loyal to Christ and we are loyal to some other thing. You come to church, you pray, you cry, you are anointed with oil, and yet there are still places you visit after church. Your devotion must be complete. Devotion has to do with love for God. Devotion has to do with spending time for both God and for His purposes. How devoted are you to the things of God? How devoted are you in your relationship with God? Prioritize devotion. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 7, speaking about Jesus. Hebrews 10, 7. He said, then I said, here I am to do your will, O God, just as it is written of me in the book of the law. To do your will, O Lord, that is devotion. There are people that have no loyalty to anybody, not even to God. And yet they are in church. A man with divided loyalty cannot enjoy, hear me, the favor of God. A brother, a sister with divided loyalty. Sometimes it breaks the heart of God when you hear believers make some statements. God help those that help themselves. Yesterday I was reading of a man of God in Ondo State that said no to Christianity. He's a founder of a ministry, but he now embraced their traditional religion, and he was ordained Babalawo. And I said, he was never a Christian before. He was never. He tried to use the Babalawo thing in the pulpit, and it didn't work out. He now came out a full-blown Babalawo. Your loyalty to God must be absolute. There's nothing like one leg in church, one leg outside church. He said, purify your heart. Hypocrites. Who is a hypocrite?
A hypocrite is a mask wearer, a masquerade. That's a hypocrite. It's a masquerade, one that wears a mask. So the Lord is telling us this morning, take off your mask. Take it off. If you are for God, be for God. Prioritize devotion. The songwriter say, I pledge allegiance to the widow. I will sing to all his command. I pledge allegiance to the Lamb. James 4 verse 7 says, submit to God. Submit to God. Come under the governance of God. Come under the government of God. Submit to him. And your submission should be total. Don't submit to God and submit to other things. Submit to God. Number three. Practice his word. Practice the word. Be a doer of his word. Let me show us a scripture. Proverbs chapter 3. Proverbs chapter 3 from verse 1. Proverbs 3 from verse 1. Please. He said, my child, don't forget what I teach you. Please give me King James until I say otherwise, please. He said, my son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. Go to verse 3. Verse 3. He said, let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck, write them upon the table of thine heart. Now, verse 4. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Anyone whose heart is gifted to doing God's will and God's word will always enjoy the favor of God. Number 4. If you want to grow in favor with God, pull down pride. Pull down pride. Pull it down. Pull down pride. Pride is a stature. Pride is a kingdom. Pride is a God in the lives of many that is hindering their journey in life. Pull down pride. Pull down pride. James, where we read, give us verse 6. Verse 6. You say, come near to God. Okay. But the grace that God gives is even stronger. Abba, can you give me King James? If you change it to another version again, we'll fight. But he giveth more grace. Wherefore he said, God resisted the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. What does it mean to resist? To oppose, to stand against. I want to ask us a question as I summarize. If man is fighting you, who do you run to? You can even run to another man for rescue. If devil is fighting you, who do you run to? If God is fighting you, who do you run to? If the one fighting you is God himself, you don't have where to run to. He said, God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. That word grace is charis. And it can also be interpreted favor. He gives favor to the humble. Do you want to grow in favor with God? Then bring yourself down. One day the Lord showed up in the life of King Saul. He said, when you were little in your eyes, I don't want to keep us long. He said, when you were little, in your eyes, I raised you up from an unknown tribe. I picked you up and I made you the king. But now that you have become a king, there's nothing that takes a man from the top to the grass like pride. One day, a king came out of his palace. Even though he didn't know God, but he boosted off himself. He said, "Ha! Imagine my kingdom. My hands have given me all of this." He bragged about it. And the Lord said, "Today, you eat grass like animal until you know that there is a God in heaven." If you know you are full of yourself, you have the devil has helped you to sow so much stone rope to put in your shoulder that right now you have shoulder pad. You walk with your hands like this, as if without you nothing works, nothing moves. You have to cry to God, "Father, help me." Because you are the enemy to yourself. A proud man does not need to look for enemy anywhere. He is his own enemy. I want to enjoy favor with God. Then the Bible says, I must humble myself. Give us verse 10. You say, I must humble myself. I must humble myself. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. Humble yourself. What you think you have is just a recharge card for another man. Calm down. Who you think you are is an errand boy to another person. Calm down. Because what God wants to reveal through you is yet to come. So why you are proud just because of the little he has just shown you? No wonder you are stagnated. Because you think that is all it is. He lifts the humble. He lifts the humble. If you go home, you can read 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 5 and 6. Put it up for us. 1 Peter 5, 5 and 6. He said, "Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Ye, all of you, be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility." Be clothed with humility. "For God resisted the proud and giveth grace." Give it favor to the humble. Be clothed with humility. If you are called to serve, serve with humility. It's a privilege. Serve with humility. You are given an assignment, do it with humility. God resists the proud, but give it favor to the humble. After this meeting, you will enjoy divine favor. But you have to take this thing seriously this morning. Finally, number 5. Partner in kingdom advancement. Partner in kingdom advancement. Those that are sold out for God's purpose will always enjoy the favor of God. Those that are sold out for God's purpose. Partner in kingdom advancement. How many of us will say, "God, I want to partner with you to see that your kingdom goes forward"? Thank God for TCRC. They give us different platforms to partner with God. Whether to serve in church, or during our outreaches, and very soon the question that we have now, revival is coming. Are you partnering to advance the kingdom of God? Psalm 102. Give us verse 13. Psalm 102, verse 13 and 14. He said, "Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion. For the time to favor her. Yea, the set time is come." Verse 13. "For thy servants take pleasure in her stones and favor the dust thereof." You may not understand that. He said, "They set time to favor Zion." What is Zion? Zion is a representation of the kingdom. In verse 14, he said, "Your servant takes pleasure in the stones of Zion, even in the ruins, the dust of Zion." Those that take pleasure to promote the kingdom of God will always enjoy the favor of God. Do you promote the cause of God? Do you promote the agenda of God? Do you promote the kingdom of God? Do you promote soul winning? When was the last time you won a soul? When was the last time you invited somebody to church? When was the last time you told somebody Jesus loves you? That's the greatest partnership you can have with God. And he told the disciple, "Go and preach the gospel. Win souls. Make disciples." He said, "Lo, I am with you." A soul winner will always carry the presence of God. Are you a soul winner? That's the greatest partnership you can have with God. We'll test ourselves whether this message has gone in. Next Sunday, I'm coming to church. I will invite somebody. I will start tomorrow. I will follow the person up till Sunday and make sure he comes to church with me. It's a challenge for me. I want you to take it as a challenge for yourself. So if you want to grow in favor with God, five things you must do. Number one. I cannot hear you. Number two. Number three. Number four. Number four. Number five. So that's five P's. Prioritize those five P's and you will enter into a season of favor. Bow down your heads as we pray. I want us to just pray one prayer. Oh God, help me to overcome the mountain of pride in my life. Pride is very subtle. It can be hiding somewhere and you don't know it's there. The highest form of pride is when you despise the word of God. When you despise when you don't take the word of God seriously. A humble person trembles at the word. A proud man or woman disregards the word of God. Father, please help me. Help me to pull down this mountain of pride in my life. I want to enjoy favor with you. Talk to God, church.
Having prayed this prayer, can we just open our mouths and pray for the servant of God? Favor.